This is the Truth Network.
The heart of every man craves a great adventure, but life doesn't usually feel that way. Jesus speaks of narrow gates and wide roads, but the masculine journey is filled with many twists and turns. So how do we keep from losing heart while trying to find the good way when life feels more like a losing battle than something worth dying for? Grab your gear and come on a quest with your band of brothers who will serve as the guides in what we call the masculine journey. The masculine journey starts here now.
We are on a quest today. How exciting is that? And I'm personally excited to get the chance to host for a change. Every once in a while I get to do it. And today, the reason why Sam has got the flu, and he's recovering from that, which is sad, but it's also an opportunity for payback, what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
for those Sam fans out there, you might know that one of his favorite movies is not Princess Bride, right? And often, he thinks his clip makes the most sense, and very rarely do we ever get a chance to hear Jim's clip first. And so you're going to get all those prizes today if you listen to The Masculine Journey, which we appreciate very much. But tonight's topic, Jim, you want to, since you are the oldest, you're not only the second to the oldest person here, but as far as boot camp attendees, you would be the guy.
And my first one was in 2003 in Alaska, and I didn't even know they called it a boot camp back then. But the clip that I picked, and I struggled with finding them, but one thing that hit me first about what I would tell my... Oh, and that's the topic. I think you were actually prompting me to give us the topic.
I knew you'd get to it.
He's a rambling man, yeah. But the topic is what we would tell ourselves to get us to go to our first boot camp if we... and we've got a great clip from another person about talking to your older self or younger self. But this is a... opportunity to tell others what would have meant a lot to you. And the bottom line for mine is my wife really appreciates it because I come back as a different man. So my clip is Wesley, the hero of the movie, and
Princess Bride for Princess those Bride. Sam, so you can just enjoy.
Oh, enjoy picking on Sam. Yeah, the very first boot camp I went to with these guys, one of the questions you get is, what's your favorite movie? And Jim, Princess Bride, yes. And
so Wesley is, yeah.
Wesley's the hero, but he has been tortured to being mostly dead, which will mean a little more after the clip.
Actually, they thought he was dead.
They thought he was dead, and his buddies... Fessick and Inigo have taken him to Miracle Max to try to raise him from the dead. And that's the clip we're going into, and then I'll connect that to the topic when we get out the other side.
You got money?
65.
I never worked for so little, except once, and that was a very noble cause.
This is noble, sir. His wife is crippled. Children are on the brink of starvation.
Are you a rotten liar?
I need him to help avenge my father, murdered these 20 years.
Your first story was better. Where's that bellows cram? He probably owes you money, huh? Well, I'll ask him.
He's dead, he can't talk.
Look who knows so much, huh? Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Please open his mouth. Now, mostly dead, he's slightly alive. Now, all dead, well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing that you can do.
What's that?
Go through his clothes and look for loose change. Hey! Hello in there! Hey, what's so important? What you got here that's worth living for?
True love. True love. You heard him?
You could not ask for a more noble cause than that.
And that is Wesley, having been filled with air and had his chest pressed on, comes up with true love. And Miracle Max, after this, tries to get out of it because he's afraid to try to help him. But the nearly dead is how I've been a few times in our marriage of 50, closing in on 51 years. No, I guess we finished 51, closing in on 52 years. And when I went off to boot camp the first time, I left her stranded in Washington State at a RV park while I went up to Alaska and had a great time for a week, because we were doing a slow version of the boot camp and had two sessions a day and fished the rest of the time. So this would have been a perfect one for several of our folks here. I caught a 15-pound silver salmon that outweighed every fish I'd previously caught in my entire life. But the bottom line was, my wife has said multiple times and told others in encouraging them to get their husbands to go, to send him, he'll come back different. And she still maintains that even after 20-plus boot camps that I've been to, that I come back a better husband. And that's what I find I'm still working on. And I hope to someday be like Harold and have it all together in my marriage.
Yeah, well, very fun today. We actually have some guests in the studio with us. We have Rodney and Corbin. And guys, Rodney, step up the mic. You just made a movie. It's on YouTube. Tell our listeners about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I made a new movie called The Last Gentleman of Autumn alongside my buddy Corbin Kelly here. He's my director of principal photography and co-producer on the project. And it essentially follows a couple as they start their wedding vows all the way through to the end of their relationship.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin the end of the movie for people.
Of course.
The end of the relationship. The Last Gentle Wind of Autumn, right? And that's how you'd find it if you Google it. I mean, if you go on YouTube and just do a search for Last Gentle Wind of Autumn, or what's the easiest way to do that?
Right, that's a great question. So if you actually, you can go on to YouTube and you can just type in The Last Gentle Wind of Autumn, and you'll see a picture pop up of two of our lovely actors, Jessenia Magdalene Blandon and Kelvin L. Register, very talented actors. Or if you go to the Instagram production page, which is No Excuses Be Great Productions LLC, you'll just type that in on Instagram.
And no excuses be great.
No excuses be great.
You can't miss that. No excuses be great on Instagram, and then you've got all your movies, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Actually, if you go onto the production page, it'll take you to the other film that I did entitled The Fighter, the Demon, the Waterfall, which follows a boxer as he overcomes his struggles in life, which, of course, again, I don't want to give it away, but two great films, of course.
And since we're talking about how to get your former self to boot camp, and the results here are no excuses, he's great.
I appreciate it.
How would you get your former self to boot camp?
How would I get my former self to boot camp? You know, one of the biggest things I would express to my younger self or former self is that there's so many things you want out of life, and you got to slow down. You keep saying that you don't hear God. Well, if you're doing all the talking, you're not going to hear him. Just that simple. And I will say the boot camp, when I came to boot camp, there was one thing that we did. I won't take up too much time, but it's one thing that I thought was so pivotal was the simple fact that you all would give us what we call it, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, covenant time.
It was covenant of silence, right?
Covenant of silence. And, you know, you could walk pretty much anywhere on the grounds with the questions that facilitated this time with God. And I remember doing those, answering those questions, and it got my mind thinking so much that before I knew it, it wasn't even about the questions. It was about me spending time with the Father. And I realized, oh, he's talking back. I don't have to do all the talking. I can just listen.
That's absolutely beautiful. And you got your producer with you, Corbin. And I know Keith is our producer, if he's sitting over there. And he understands, right, that everything depends on the production. It just does.
100% on the production. And it's so crucial to have a strong team, and a strong team that knows what they're doing and has a passion behind it as well, you know, because that's the difference between just doing something because, oh, it's going to be something cool on the internet because, you know, why not? We're in the century, but there versus something that can help somebody and pull an emotion and bring something to them that helps benefit them, because we don't want to shoot films that are just cool. We just don't want to do anything that's not going to impact somebody. So having the right production team and having the right crew is going to be able to help impact the most people.
Right. No excuses. Be great. Corbin, the idea somewhat is to, right, give people, even though it's not a Christian film.
That's right.
But there's a theme in there which you can take away that would lead you closer to God.
Well, you know, as being a minister as myself in youth ministry and Rodney, we talk about how many things that go on through life, and sometimes you don't need someone right beside you yelling at you, Jesus in your face, but you need someone to kind of walk it through with you and show you how that life is truly like, and it's reflective unto him, but not necessarily I'm yelling it at you, and this is what you have to deal with now, you know.
Right, and the gentle wind of autumn, right, you Rodney, you guys took that idea wait a minute. Jim was grabbing the mic, so he go, Jim.
No, you sounded like you were closing. The end of last millennium, I was technologically savvy. I've managed to lose that over the last 30 years, but I was able to type in The Last Gentle Wind of Autumn and get that movie popping right up.
So. It comes right up. But did you get my please. Question? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, the question was, you know, how you felt like you wanted to push, all right, not push, but you wanted God to come through in part of the equation of this particular movie, right?
Right, really. And again, you know, in all our productions, we want people, our goal is to start a conversation, right? You know, we want to make something that people continually talk about. And the best way to do it is to learn how to weave together stories that have faith, elements of faith, but also have those moments where, you know, people that are not believers can start the conversations themselves, right, and talk about these things. So one of the biggest things in this particular story that I wanted to make sure I was touching on.
Well, we got to go to a break.
Okay.
Before we go to that, we want to remind you that we do have a boot camp coming up, and it is just about a month away. So we'll get more on that in just a moment.
What we have at our boot camp is something that makes you stronger and gives you the strength to go on your regular walk with God. It's something that will make you be bigger than you were when you got there.
So what's kind of been your favorite part so far? I know we've got a little bit of ways to go in this masculine journey thing. So
my favorite part is really just being able to talk to other men about real things, you know, and hear from you guys. You guys have been through a lot, and just listening to these guys' stories, their advice, it's really uplifting to me. I've kind of grown up in church my whole life. You know, I really haven't been as close, and I feel like coming to boot camp has helped me get more close, because, you know, I'd kind of gotten to a point where I'd fallen away a little bit. And then my first boot camp, my mom told me about it, and I was like, okay, yeah, we'll go, we'll check it out, we'll see. And then I came, and I was like, you know, I'm always going to come back, because I'd never been to a place like that before. I really appreciate you guys. I'm glad I can be here.
Register today at masculinejourney.org.
The prisoner wishes to say a word.
What would you tell your former self in order to, you know, try to inspire yourself to go to boot camp? And freedom is I did like what Jim had to say, that if your marriage is mostly dead, But it's the freedom that God allows us to walk into, and it's a process, but it begins the journey of the masculine journey to attend a boot camp to help you receive some of the freedoms that will allow your marriage to be not quite so mostly dead at some point in time. We got some other interesting clips, but I couldn't be more excited about the freedom that I've seen, you know, God do through the folks that are in the room today. But we're wrapping up right before we get to Danny's clip and his part of the section. Rodney, you wanted to share another thought, again, along the lines of how you're weaving God into your production. Again, the film that we were talking about right before the break is
The Last Gentle Wind of Autumn.
The Last Gentle Wind of Autumn.
Correct. One of the things that I just want to discuss briefly is the fact that when it comes to our productions, we want to make sure that people are able to see the heart of our production company. It's kind of like when you walk into a room or someone walks into a room and maybe someone walks into the room and it's before you understood who Christ was. You're like, man, there's something special about them. That's how we want people to feel about our films. You know, you watch a good movie and sometimes you can adopt the character's persona or something like that. It impacts you. So we want our films to be able to do that same thing. And through that, we want them to be able to seek Christ as a result.
I like what you guys said, that to start a conversation. And so, yep. You know, the film, The Last Gentle Wind Breeze, Last Gentle Wind of Autumn, only 8 minutes and 43 seconds, and it will start a conversation. I would be shocked if it didn't start a conversation. So that's very cool. So Danny, today's topic, right? From your point of view.
From my point of view, I love this topic because, you know, talking about what would you tell your former self in order to get them to go to boot camp. And it's fascinating to me that, you know, because when I first started hanging out with you guys, you talked about all these movies. I'm like, who has time to watch all these stinking movies? And but as I've dove into this with you guys and have watched some of these movies, that, you know, it's amazing what Hollywood does on accident, you know. But, you know, the clip I chose was from The Kid, the Disney movie with Bruce Willis. And if you hadn't seen it, I mean, it's been out for 20-some years, so there's no spoiler alerts here, unlike our friend Rodney and his movie. We weren't going to spoil his because it's fresh. This one, probably going to spoil something for you. But, you know, the clip is, you know, Bruce Willis' younger 8-year-old self comes into his life. And there's all kinds of shenanigans between them, getting to know who they are and that kind of thing. But in this scene, the younger Bruce is has an interchange with his father. They had some dealings, and his father was really hard on him. But what he didn't realize was his father was dealing with losing his wife, you know, Bruce's mother. And so you'll hear an interchange about a screw, and he's found the screw because he had fussed at him about losing the thing earlier on. And he's telling you, trying to kill her, and because she had to go to school, get him, and just a rough interchange. And then the interchange between older Bruce and younger one, and what they talk about. And I can talk about what I would tell my younger self afterwards, but if you play the clip, it's pretty awesome.
What is the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
How could you do this to your mother? What are you trying to do? Kill her faster? We're gonna lose. You pull some stunt like you did today. You're killing her.
I found the screw, Dad. The screw.
Stop crying.
Here's the screw, Dad. Look, here it is. I found it.
Stop
Please,
crying.
Daddy, look at the screw. Here it is.
Stop crying. Stop. You gotta grow up now. Do you understand? Grow up. Grow up.
Mom's dying.
I know.
Soon?
Yeah. For your next birthday.
Did I do it?
you didn't do it. It's not your fault. Dad was just saying those things because he's scared. Because he knows that he has to raise you alone. He doesn't know how to do it.
I thought you never cried.
Not since my 8th birthday. Guess I'm starting up again.
Come.
Because I just figured out where I got that twitch from.
Somebody called the ambulance.
Gonna need him now, huh? Come on. You wanna get out of here? Let's go.
You know, if you had an opportunity like that to pour into your younger self, and that's what we were talking about, then, you know, I would have to tell the younger Danny, it's going to be okay. That, you know, God's going to bring some healing in your life, and you don't even see it coming because you didn't know you needed it. But, you know, I just thought life was just messed up for a long time. And I messed it up even more with the addictions and all kinds of things, just trying to figure life out and being too proud to ask directions. You know, my wife says I still am when we're traveling. You know, I know a shortcut. You know, but that it's okay to take the long road and you'll get there and there will be acceptance. There will be, you know, and I love what somebody said pre-show, there will be lots of food. And, but, you know, meeting you guys and Robbie, you said it well in the pre-show, and I may steal your thunder, is it set me on a path to healing. It wasn't instant. We're not saying come to boot camp and you're going to walk out and everything in your life is going to be wonderful. No, we're going to hopefully give you some tools and let God unpack some stuff for you to help you deal with life. You're going to figure out you're in a war. And I didn't even know I was fighting. You know, people shooting at me and I got wounded and I wasn't even sure what was going on. But it gives you tools to deal with things in different ways and just a sunnier, brighter outlook on life. I think I'm a little more lighthearted. I'm a lighthearted guy. I think I'm a little more lighthearted now than I was 4 years ago. So,
yeah, every agreement you break, right?
Yeah.
Every vow you come out from underneath, your heart gets lighter. And so we're so blessed always to have the world's oldest man on set with us. And, you know, he came to camp before there were boots.
It was sandals. Sandal camp. Yeah.
Sandal camp.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sure. Go ahead, Harold. I know you. What would you? Now you have to think way back to your former self. But you know.
Well, actually, I only have to think as far as I can reach, because my friend Rodney just did a wonderful job of talking about what I had planned to talk about.
Oh.
Because that was the thing that it was on my mind, is to tell somebody that when you go to boot camp, you learn to listen. Before I went to boot camp, I viewed prayer as a one-way street. I did all the talking and none of the listening. And that's a rather inefficient way to try to go through life. So I agree with Rodney that's a very powerful attraction, is to introduce someone who's never experienced it to the covenant of silence, where you try to get away from everybody else. You agree you're not going to talk, and you go off to a place of solitude and open up your heart. God doesn't speak to your ears. He speaks to your heart. And you can hear and you can realize that there is a God. He loves you so much more than you realize. And there is a way to deal with the things of life that give you trouble. One of the other aspects that is very special to me is rescuing the beauty. I like that. I've been rescuing my sweetheart now for over 60 years. And I can tell you that you don't have to get old in your marriage. You can't stop your chronological aging as much as people that manufacture cosmetics and so forth would like you to believe.
So you would agree with, I think it was Blake Eldridge, that John's son, who uttered the famous words, "The problem with rescuing the beauty is she doesn't stay rescued."
Well, you know, to me, too many people are unhappy in their marriage, and I'm here to tell you that you can be married to the same person for over 60 years and still be excited about it. You just have to try a little bit.
Come to boot camp.
Yeah, if you come, I'll talk to you.
There's going to be...
I feel qualified to tell you what you may not know.
So we got Mike is with us as well, and, well, apparently we've got 1 minute, so I'm going to use that minute to tell you that if you listen to the After Hours version, right, that's coming here shortly, where we're going to go deeper and all that, you can listen to the podcast to do that. You can find that wherever you find good podcasts. But what we're going to try to help you see is you need to tell your former self, like, man, there is a boot camp coming. And for those of you who've been to previous boot camps, this one is all new. It's in Royston, Georgia. How fun is that going to be to make a little road trip action to Royston, Georgia? It is going to be March, like it's right around the corner, March 13th through the 16th in Royston, Georgia. Of course, if you go to masculinejourney.org, you can register, and we've kept the price low, 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 just $199. You can get yourself a trip that could make a difference in the rest of your life, I can assure you. Again, masculinejourneyradio.org. Thanks for listening.
This is the Truth Network.